Secondary 1, reading aloud. Text 2. Your class is looking after students from another country who are visiting your school. You have each been asked to give a talk about different things in Singapore that have changed people's lives for the better. You have decided to talk about the MRT trains. This is what you say. One of the things you must try when you're in Singapore is the Mass Rapid Transit, or MRT system. It took 10 years to design the MRT system. In 1980, the then Minister of Communications had to convince the government that the $5 billion Singapore dollars needed for the system would be beneficial for the long-term development of Singapore. This is what he said about the MRT project. This is going to be the most expensive single project to be undertaken in Singapore. The last thing we want to do is to waste our money and leave behind enormous debt for our children and grandchildren. But since we are sure that this isn't going to be the case, we'll proceed with the MRT, and the MRT will bring about a better life for all of us. The first line was completed in 1987, and the minister has been proved right. Today, the MRT is definitely the best and fastest way to travel around the city. The rail network now is extensive, which means that most of Singapore attractions are within walking distance of an MRT station. The trains are up to date and well maintained, which makes them very reliable. There is a no drinking, no eating, and no smoking rule on these trains, so the trains are always clean and pleasant to travel in. You can buy tickets for single trips, but if you intend to use the MRT frequently, you should buy a Singapore Tourist Pass, which will allow you unlimited travel for one day. Of course, like trains everywhere, MRT trains can get crowded in the rush hour, so it might be best to avoid peak hours if you can.